Welcome back to our weekly conversation with the head coach of the Ben Davis boys basketball team, Coach Carlisle. Coach, talk about last week, the game against Cathedral last Friday night. You guys were in a similar situation a week ago with Lawrence North, but you get put in a similar situation against Cathedral. What changed, and how were you guys able to be victorious there against Cathedral other than hitting that shot there late in the game?
Well, I just think in the last few weeks leading up into this weekend, we were just playing. We started to play a little bit better. We were in control for the most part of that LN game, and it came down to turnovers and rebounds. The difference between the LN game and the Cathedral game is, like I was speaking to you a little earlier about Dom Day. He was able to get his hand on the ball, 50-50 ball that we ended up getting. That rebound was huge for us, and we ended up making one or two plays that we just didn't make in the LN game. And that was just the difference. I think that we've been playing with a lot more pace. We've been playing a lot better offensively. Defensively, we've been sticking our feet in the ground and making it tough on people to score.
Coach, you mentioned and hinted a little bit to the play of Dom Day, whereas at the beginning of the season, you know, maybe he didn't know exactly what his role was going to be on this year's team. How has he changed here later in the season and been a big helpful factor to you guys here, to your success? You mentioned him in the win over Decatur Central, but how has he been a crucial part of your success here down the stretch?
Well, Dom Day's role on the team, even dating back to last year, was that of a defensive stopper. I thought at the beginning of the season he was a little lost with what we were trying to do. We defend a little different than they did last year, as they forced it to the middle and we forced it to the baseline. Our rotations are different, and I expect them to play further out on the floor than per se what you would have saw from last year. So he struggled a little bit. So I just challenged him and told him that, you know, I saw that his role on the team, you know, previously was a lot more, and I challenged him for the rest of the year to just step up. So basically what happened was he just started to play defense, and that's the reason why he found his way himself on the court.
Coach, the sectional draw was on Sunday. I'm sure you watched, and obviously you guys drew the bye. Is that helpful to your success, to your planning and preparation for the state tournament? You guys get the winner of Pike and Southport, two opponents that you've seen once already this season. But talk about the draw, what you thought, what you got out of that.
Surely. We get a chance to watch them play. Naturally, people going to evolve and change what they do. We played Pike early in January for the second time. So, and we played Southport, you know, I think maybe it was in December. So it's been a long time in between the times that we played. So depending on who wins, of course, we'll be waiting on them on that Friday. That gives us a full week to prepare for either one of them. And with them playing on Tuesday, that gives us the rest of that week to just decide what we're going to do either way.
Coach, talk about the Tech matchup tomorrow night. What do you guys see out of the Titans coming in? You guys traveling to Tech tomorrow night for that matchup?
I mean, Tech, they're always going to play hard. Of course, we're going to get everyone's best shot. As far as win-loss record goes, they're not having a great year, but those kids play hard, and I look forward to a highly contested match.
Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Coach Carlisle in our weekly conversation. Thanks for joining us today. We'll have the coverage tomorrow night as Ben Davis travels to Tech High School. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Grant Covey. For Coach Carlisle, have a wonderful day.